Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you, and glad to be with you in Timothy. Just handled a very challenging subject, and that's the fact that while the matter of slavery needs to be addressed as a public policy in terms of relationships within the church, that Christian masters and Christian slaves ought to show respect for one another, honor one another. And now we come to another exhortation within the church, the issue of faithful leaders and faithful preaching and teaching. Here's what he says in chapter 6, verse 3. What does he tell us to do? He says that you are to teach and urge these things. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produces envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Now there is a great gain in godliness with contentment, for we have brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. And I'll stop there just with a couple of thoughts. He says that you are to make sure you've got faithful leaders and faithful preachers and teachers. You can't have a sound life without sound doctrine, and you can't have sound doctrine without sound words from the Word of God. So we're back to that formula that he's given earlier. Sound preachers and teachers who give sound words with sound doctrine that issues forth in godliness. We are not to have a gospel that doesn't call people to live lives to the honor and glory of God by His grace. Now, not by our own strength, but by His grace and for His glory, not for our salvation. What we do does not save us. What we do evidences our salvation and our love for the Savior who saved us, so that conformed to the image of Christ, there is an increasing testimony of godliness. So the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness is to come from sound teachers. Now, if they are those who love controversies and wrangling of words and calling attention to themselves, he says, have nothing to do with them. You get away from them. And whatever you do, don't give them a platform in your church. Here's what will happen. With sound words and sound doctrine, there will be the pursuit of godliness among God's people for the glory of their Savior, out of love to that Savior. But if there is wrong preaching that misuses the Word of God, it'll show itself ultimately by unnecessary controversies, unhealthy cravings for controversies. They're not dividing up over the issues of truth. They're dividing up over a misrepresentation of the truth and the using of the truth to divide others. And then he says this, now godliness is a glorious testimony, but godliness ought to always be attentive with contentment. True godliness will show a contentment. In other words, there won't be a crave for worldliness if there's true godliness. If there's a craving for worldliness, it'll be seen with a desire to get rich and absorption with get-rich schemes, so that what we want to have is the great gain of godliness with contentment. And that means this, we are satisfied with our needs being met, and therefore we turn our desires over to the Lord so that our desires would be oriented not toward gain and worldliness, but contentment manifested in godliness. The one thing we want more of is to be like the Lord. And whatever He entrusts to us, from our food, our shelter, and our clothing, and anything in addition to that, well, that's to be used for Him. It's not to be portfolioed for our own reputation and for our own worship. So that's where we're supposed to be. Now, there's always something that drives us away from godliness toward worldliness. You know what it is? I hope you know what it is, because I'm going to share it with you tomorrow in the very next verse. And that'll be another slice of fresh bread to go right along with this one. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.